ahead and break down the GPS situation. This is a huge issue. People keep calling me for weeks and weeks and weeks saying, is it true that they have GPS, that the census is going out GPSing people's front doors? Well, I already knew they were, but I Googled it, and sure enough, there's hundreds of news articles. I printed a few of them where it's the census doing it. You know, people denying that that's going on. Well, there's a lot more to the story, not just the fact that it's going on, but you want the backstory, the full picture. We will cover it coming up in the next segment. We're also going to get a quick 5-minute report or so from Mexico City. There's a YouTube reporter, I think, done a pretty good job out there. George for Title is his YouTube channel name. We'll get a report from him down there, what he's been witnessing as well. But I do want to encourage the listeners and viewers of this show, at least one plug here while we're doing the radio program today. I don't want to call it my YouTube channel. The Alex Jones channel was set up by a listener about a year and a half ago named Dave. And the thing had gotten 40,000 subscribers and tens of millions of views. I mean, it was getting, last week I counted it up, it had like a million plus views in 1 week with the different videos. Mainly of this radio show, and when we stream live at PrisonPlanet.tv, he was grabbing it from there. There are a lot of other channels. There's scores of channels that post my videos, but that was one of the channels we linked to. And because it was called the Alex Jones channel, folks thought that that was my channel, so they subscribed to it. There is a channel called The Info Warrior because they kept threatening him to suspend his account but never really telling him why when it's just my radio show that's on there. And then whenever we had shown the Pittsburgh shooter was actually attacking me and didn't like me and the news was saying he was a fan of mine, we showed the front page of the newspaper and the newspaper filed a complaint. And they said, one more thing, and you're on. Now that's free speech. When the New York Times has an article and they put it up on the nightly news, they don't have to go get permission to show it on the nightly news. I mean, that's how asinine, because we try to keep that channel very clean with copyright stuff. And they say they've suspended it again for another newspaper article. You know what? I'll show newspaper articles all day long. And somebody's got to start going after these companies for filing these false copyright claims. Just amazing. But YouTube, you know, is more than happy with its partners. If you're the atheist or you're some girl in a bikini, you know, you can do whatever you want. They leave you alone. We also didn't take Google ads on there, and they suspend a lot of folks that don't take their Google ads. If you don't opt in to having ads all over your videos, they suspend you. Maybe we should do what they want and make the Info Warrior take their stupid ads. I don't know. That's the backup channel we started a few months ago. If you want to subscribe, in fact, pull up the Info Warrior. Of course, all the enemies will try to go file complaints on it and get it taken down. But that's, yeah, YouTube. And people say, well, why are you still on YouTube if they keep suspending you and cheating you and screwing you? Because that's where the people are. It's the number three website in the world. We can post one of my videos on Blip TV or Live Leak or something else, and it might, you know, get 1,000 viewers. In a week. We post something on there, it gets on average about 20,000. And everybody else is posting our stuff. And in the market of ideas, in the marketplace of supposed digital democracy, we are absolute king daddies of YouTube and Google Video. You know, Endgame, number one on Google. Loose Change Final Cut, number one on Google over and over again. American Freedom to Fascism, separate film, number one on Google, on and on and on. Truth Rising, number one on Google. Obama Deception, number one on Google. So they just took the counters off and took the top 100 off their front page, and nobody even knows about it anymore. So we go on YouTube, we become number one there. And they come in and do whatever they can to suspend us and knock us out. So I just tell folks, go absolutely crazy, post our videos and stuff everywhere, make videos about their censorship, and ask folks, what is it about Alex Jones they don't want you to see? Why is it we're number one every time? And why is it they knock us off and cheat? It's just like a race car race. We keep beating them, so Google and YouTube can go put plastic explosives in our race car. We're going down the road 200 miles an hour, and we explode.
Finally, in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid, even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid. Some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to break down what's happening, what's really going on right now with the census takers at your door getting a GPS reading of your front door. But just in closing on the Alex Jones channel being suspended, here is the alternate backup channel. It is youtube.com/user/TheInfoWarrior. And it has 1,718 subscribers versus the 40-plus thousand. But I never really promoted the Alex Jones channel because it wasn't our channel. We had just now started getting involved with it. So there is the new channel that doesn't just feature our material. We try to promote everybody on YouTube. It's getting the truth out. Great volunteer Dave runs the channel. Go there and subscribe. And I would ask listeners out there who do have YouTube channels, enough respect. Another great channel is the fine folks over at Civilian 37's channel. I mean, there's so many great channels out there. I can't give them all credit. There's just too many. So we are going to attempt to get folks out there to make videos about the fact that our channel was taken down and sabotaged. But I want to be clear about all of this. It isn't just the Alex Jones channel – that was only my material up there that got deep sixed. Okay? It wasn't just my channel. There is a purge going on all over the internet of alternative media and anti-New World Order material, especially on Google video and YouTube video. They're just going in and knocking out accounts left and right. Anything that's anti-establishment. They're leaving all the bikinis and all the atheists and all the things the system likes. They only promote that on their main page. We have videos every week that are number one. Number one overall or number one in categories, nowhere on front pages, nowhere on main pages. They'll have some atheist talking bad about Christians who's literally got 5,000 views, and then we'll have 300,000 in one day. He's got 5,000. He's front page, and then meanwhile, we're nowhere. And look, I'm not there attacking the atheist. He's got his First Amendment. The point is, do you like the system being rigged for you? Do you enjoy this? Do you like this? It's just totally disgusting. And I say the atheist because that's all they put on the front page of YouTube. I mean, the guys that run YouTube just must love the atheist guy because it's him. And then you've got the TNA all around that, and you've got, you know, just all of this. It's amazing. But it doesn't matter. They're not going to keep the truth from breaking out and getting out to the people. By the way, we're on XM 3 hours a day. Starting June 6th, well, it's going to be re-aired. They wanted me live, but it's going to be re-aired, I believe, or it may be live. They're not quite sure yet, but that's confirmed. We'll be on XM 3 hours a day coming up June 6th. And why is that important? Because XM reached out to us. We're not people paying to be on XM. It's because this show is becoming more and more mainstream, because the truth is becoming more and more mainstream, and people are demanding and asking for that. So I would ask folks, all the major YouTube channels who we've linked to, who we've promoted, who we've pushed, to please promote and push what we're doing and the backup channel. But I almost don't even want to promote our backup because we'll just suspend that. But we'll go ahead, whatever. So there's one place to go. Just please, everybody on your channels, please point out they should subscribe to the Info Warrior so that we can do that. Now, I am going to go to Ted Anderson here for just a few minutes, and then I'm going to get into what's really happening with the census takers coming up and getting your GPS reading. And I want to spend some time on this because it's important. But first off, we had that lady on last hour whose son says that he was IP spoofed. And he was at church. They have witnesses that when this third call of several happened from from the family's IP phone, they had a Skype phone in this case. But they can spoof any IP phone. And this has been big news. All over the country, SWAT teams are going to houses. They'll get a call. There's been a whole family murdered, or there's a hostage situation, or a daycare full of kids has been held hostage, and it'll be a daycare. And the cops show up, and nothing's going on because the IP spoofers, they go in, get the IP of the address, they make a fake phone call off that IP, and the SWAT team shows up. Well, that's what happened here, and the feds are arguing in court with this young man charging him under the Patriot Act that he doesn't have any rights and that there's no such thing as IP spoofing. But if you Google IP spoofing, you can say criminals have long employed the tactic of masking their true identity from disguises to aliases to caller ID blocking. And it should come as no surprise that criminals who conduct their nefarious activities on networks and computers should employ such techniques. But it's more than just IP spoofing. It's this Skype spoofing and this IP phone spoofing where they do this. It's just vicious crime. You know, sending the police to some family's house and people have been killed. I mean, I can't believe what scum are out there, but it's this internet culture. There's the good and the bad and the ugly of the internet, and I love the internet, but this stuff's getting worse and worse. Okay, I wanted to go ahead now and bring up Ted Anderson for a few minutes because gold's up like $17 today. Last time I checked, silver's up as well, and Ted happens to have gold and silver at the price it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. We're talking $40 less or something. You know, it's gone up that much. And regardless, in this crazy world, China's dumping the dollar, buying gold and silver and copper. You can Google that. They're dumping dollars and buying real tangible assets. And I just think it's important for people to get off the grid and to also cash in at least some of their paper dollars and IRA and stocks to hedge their bets in this crazy economy. And when you do buy gold and silver, it's great to get a good deal on it. So, Ted Anderson, tell folks about it.
Yeah, sure. I'll come right up real fast with it. Of course, when silver was down there at that $12 level, I was trading those Lakota Nation coins at $17.71. Now it's over $13. I still have them at $17.71. So that's obviously a great buy. The francs right now at $2.14. Gold, what was it last Friday? It was about $2.86. I'm sorry, 886. Now it's over $900 an ounce. Still the same price. I have those at 214. The British sovereigns are still 267. With gold and silver both up, and the prices on this stuff is going to go up too. It's just I've been able to accumulate stuff while the market was lower. It's summertime. I have a tendency to be able to buy a little better in the summer. Fall's coming real fast. If it's anything like last summer, we're going to have a big rush even in June and July with the inflation figures coming out now. There's a much larger threat for inflation now with all that TARP money that came out and all the stimulus packages that have been passed. That I was just talking to an investment advisor at ING here on Saturday night, and he was saying it's inflation. He says he wants to know how he can get involved in the gold and silver market, and that's what I'm hearing from investment advisors all over the place. Everybody wants to get in on the gold and IRAs and how they can get involved with that and how they can sell physical gold and silver. It's a big market at this particular time, Alex. I would really suggest that people take advantage of the fact that the prices are a little softer right now, because before you know it, all that cash that's been created here, the trillions of dollars, it's going to come and flood the economy.
Well, no, mainstream news admits China and the Arabs and everybody else are now dumping dollars. They've been doing it for 2 years, but it's accelerating the amount that they've been dumping.
Yeah, it sure has. And so, you know, and I don't blame them. If I was China, I would get away from the United States dollar entirely. When you take a look at what the United States is doing from the perception of another country, they can tell that the United States dollar is being watered down by a whole bunch of new currency. They can see that happening. And if you're sitting there outside of this nation, you have no incentive to hold on to that asset. They would love to get out of their securities. They've got about $3.3 trillion with the U.S. government securities, cash, and notes, and so on and so forth. And they want to liquidate their position. And they've increased their gold reserves by 76% just within the last year. So, I mean, obviously, the Chinese are looking to get out, and they were our lender for about the last 10 years. They're the ones that allowed us to deficit spend and not create inflation at the same time.
Okay, Ted, I want to tell folks the silver you have to offer. I want to tell people not just the silver you have to offer. I also want to tell the listeners and viewers out there the particular good deals you've got on gold today.
Yeah, well, right now, there's no question about it. If you're looking at gold at all, you should be getting into smaller pieces of gold. It makes a lot of sense to have fractional pieces of gold, because when the manure hits the fan, you're going to have to spend gold in small increments. That's why I like that franc coin. In addition to this, it's at 214. Now, I went out and I priced it, Alex, at this time, and buying it at today's market right now, there'd be about 225 for that same coin that you can buy right now at 214. And why can you buy it right now at 214? Because I bought it back when the market was lower at this 886 level, and now we're sitting at $900 an ounce. The same thing holds true for those silver Lakotas. Last time I had silver over $13 an ounce, I had these things at $18.50. Right now I have them at $17.71. And if you Google that coin, you'll find out that on eBay right now they're trading from $20 to $25 a piece.
Absolutely. You cannot beat that deal, and I've actually bought a few of those from you the other day. So, Ted, give folks the toll-free number. It's 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, or MidasResources.com. This deal will go through tonight. Again, this deal is available until tonight at midnight, 1-800-686-2237. You cannot beat the deal on those Lakota rounds, gorgeous silver coins. And again, on the gold, you have great deals on the francs, great deals on the British sovereigns. What other gold coins? Do you still have some of those buffaloes that are so hard to get left?
You know, I mentioned them last time that I was on the air. We sold out every single one of them. We're looking for them. And when I get them available, we'll make them available.
Anything else you've got that's interesting, Ted?
U.S. Eagles. We also have the Canadian Maple Leafs. I've had a great quantity of real small quarter ounce and 10th ounce Maple Leafs. We'll be putting those up here real soon. So.
Yeah, that's a wonderful coin. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up again, Ellis.
All right, I'll break down the GPS in your doors in detail straight ahead and then to Mexico City.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are now back live. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to break down in this segment and a little bit into the next what's really happening with the census workers. There's several issues here. They're coming up to people's doors, like the video you see here we're rolling from YouTube. This has happened to me back 10 years ago, 9 years ago in the last census, in the year 2000. And they came to the door and demanded I fill it out. Actually, my girlfriend fill it out. She refused. Later when I was home, they came back and banged on the door, and I got in a big argument with them. And I said, look, I'm telling you how many people live here, me and my girlfriend, now my wife. That's who lives here. That's all I got to answer under U.S. code. And I even grabbed the census. I happened to get one of the American Community long form that had 49 questions. Some businesses and houses got questionnaires that had 100, 200, 300 questions. But going back from memory, one out of six homes got the 49 question. So I got the 49 question, and it was, what type of toilet do you have? What type of stocks and bonds do you have? Then the news reported the other forms people were getting. Callers were calling about it, but later the news confirmed that, yeah, some people were being asked, what type of stocks and bonds do you have? Do you own firearms? If you do, what type? I mean, big, thick things you were supposed to fill out. And then I went and looked up the U.S. code and federal court rulings, and it said you only have to answer how many people live there. And that's to decide how many members of Congress your state gets, because that is apportioned. How many members of the House of Representatives you get. The Senate is two per state, but the House is done by population. That's why some states might have 10 members. Some states might have 3 members. You know, California has the most members because it has the biggest population. Texas is number 2 with the most members. That's done by the census. And now the feds say, well, we also do it for how much federal money your state gets and things. But the point is, if you're an axe murderer or a criminal and you're caught with a carload full of people you've hacked up with an axe, and it looks like you're guilty, and the women's skin is under your fingernails, and you took Polaroid pictures of their dead bodies, you know, posing with them, you still don't have to incriminate yourself under the Fifth Amendment. You don't have to answer questions. So how then do bureaucrats come with no judge, no jury, no warrant, no indictment, no subpoena, and they say you must answer our questions under penalty of law? You must answer our questions or you're going to be arrested. But if you look at the long forms and the short forms you get, even the short form one has 9 questions that everybody gets, and they're saying they're going to expand it. This GPSing is only a warm-up for next year. And so they are coming out now and saying to everybody that it's the law. You've got to fill out the question, whether it's 9 or 49 or 100 or 200 or 300. Some businesses get even bigger ones. They're saying you got to fill it out, even though you have a Fifth Amendment and a Fourth Amendment right to not do it. But how they do it is you get the forms, and I covered this on air years ago on local TV. I haven't gotten one in the mail yet, but if I get the long form, I'll show you. But even the short form has it. It'll you know, be a piece of paper, and then up in the corner, it'll have the U.S. code, and under the law, you've got to do this, and then a dotted line with the 9 questions they think they can make you answer, which there's 8 too many there. But then under it, there'll be all these other questions. So it's a lawyer trick. And we're already getting these emailed to us, and this is it. I've seen them before. U.S. Department of Economics and Statistics, United States Census 2010, your answers are confidential. And it says you're required by law to provide the information requested. These federal laws are found in United States Code Title 13, Section 9. -141-193-214 and 221, Title 42, Section 210. Please visit the website census.gov, 2010 census, and click the Protecting Your Privacy to learn more about the privacy policy and data protection. Then under it, it says, same thing mine had 9 years ago, in a little box, respondents are not required to respond to any information collection unless it displays a valid approval number of the management and budget. Then it gives the code numbers OMB0607-0809. See, that's only, and you only get this if you ask the question. It has this little blurb, only this part, on the forms that I've seen at the bottom. People don't know that lawyer speak. It says, it's the law. It says right here, your answers are confidential, but it's the law, punishable by jail time if you don't do this. So you're like, oh, my God, honey, we got to fill this out. Right under it is the asterisk, just like a fraudulent contract, because it is. Oh, and by the way, you don't have to do this, but you have to know how to go look up U.S. code to find that out. Just like there's no law you got to take vaccines, but they do the same damn things. Excuse me, folks, I'm getting angry. They do the very same thing. They tell you it's the law, you got to do it, when it's really a regulation and a policy. But then the law says if they try to enforce that policy in public schools to take shots to be there, that by law they have to give you the waiver. But there's no law to take a shot. When we come back, I'll tell you the next part of the story, what the census is turning into, and the multi-uses, some of them very draconian, for the census takers at your door with the GPS. Then we'll go to Mexico City.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
A fellow got a YouTube channel. I've seen quite a few of his videos. I like the work he does. He went down to Mexico City to get a report from what's happening down there. We also had Sherry Tenpenny, doctor who was in Mexico during this was going on, and quite a few other people that have been reporting for us. So I want to get his perspective coming up in a moment. He goes by his YouTube handle, George4Title.com. That's the channel there at YouTube is George4Title. Now, I don't know where you'll go if you put a .com on it. All these websites, all these numbers, so little time to keep track of it all. Now, I want to finish up with the census news. Then we'll go to George, and then I'm going to go back into the census and open the phones up in the time we have left here at the show. But just briefly, and I'll do more on this tomorrow because people are so upset about it. Maybe we'll dig out some of the old videos I have of myself and others confronting the census takers. You have a Fourth and Fifth Amendment right to not have somebody cross your fence, your no trespassing sign, to come on your property and to demand, to ask, do you have a low flush toilet? What types of stocks and bonds do you have? How much money in the bank? This is in some of the census forms. They have different ones they give you, but that was on record from the year 2000, all over the news. Some census takers in 2000, quote, forced their way into homes. Others were killed by dogs climbing over fences into private property. I mean, it's crazy for $12 an hour what these folks do. I'm not saying all census workers are bad. But the point is, they haven't been trained in the Bill of Rights Constitution, and they go around with these sheets threatening to have people arrested if they don't answer all their questions. Now, I was one of the unlucky people in 2000 to get the long form that a certain amount of households got that had 49 questions. Other forms ask, what type of firearms do you own? Do you have children? Are they homeschooled? Are they public school? Now, ahead of next year's big census, it's already begun, and the feds have said this. They're going to start having yearly censuses trying to use the U.S. code, and the Constitution's very simple thing about enumerate the people for their congressional districts to demand constant questions. You know, I guess every morning you'll line up in front of a drill sergeant in front of your house and they'll say, okay, census rules, tell me, in confession, what you dreamed about last night. I mean, if they can force you to say what type of toilet you've got, how much money you've got in the bank, if you own firearms, if what you do for a living, then why not make them answer what your dreams are? No Fifth Amendment. In fact, pull up the Fifth Amendment for folks on screen. Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, and we'll show people. In fact, I can just read it to people right now here on air. Let me just go to the Bill of Rights here for my pocket Constitution. Let me go to Article 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment of indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in land or naval forces or in the militias, that's during a war, when in active service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be tried twice to put in double jeopardy of life and limb. They do that now, violate that. Nor shall he be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor to be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation, which now under the new London Kelo decision, they say they can take your property for non-government reasons without compensation. So there's the Fifth Amendment. So it's illegal and unconstitutional what they're doing, but they send these poor people out. Now, they admit in the Pahrump Valley Times, the NPR has an article, Census Bureau adopts GPS to find Americans' homes. So here are several mainstream news articles. Now, I already knew this, but last night, getting ready for this show, I went and I researched both of these. And then we're going to George Fertitle, who is in Mexico City, YouTube reporter. Census workers face dogs, guns in verifying addresses. And it goes on from there to report on all of this. And it talks about how they're building up for a year from now, this is right now, this is April 17, 2009, and they have handheld GPS to mark the front door of your house as part of the next wave of the census when they come and demand that you fill out the long forms, how many guns you own, what, I'm not kidding, this happened last time, they're going to do it this time. You go to the census website, they say it, what your stocks and bonds are, what your toilet does, all of this. So, and then I also have mainstream articles with the Acorn people getting billions in funding and this new USAservice.org where they advertise as if it's federal, but it's really private Democratic Party. They admittedly go around with GPS marking your home and whether or not your name and your home and if you support Obama or not. And they claim, oh, we're just finding out who Obama supporters are. Just incredible police state done like it's no big deal. So, again, the average census worker just thinks, oh, I'm just confirming the person lives here so we can send the next wave of little Stasi bureaucrat out. Now, the problem is they admit that they keep having problems with SWAT teams going to the wrong door, going to the wrong house or double homes, homes that are duplexes where they SWAT team the wrong house. You hear about this all the time. And if you read in the federal documents, Homeland Security has said through the census years ago, you can dig this out when you do an article on it, I remember reading it, that they want to discover where everybody lives in America so they know where to send SWAT teams or Homeland Security. That's then also shared with locals. They also, under Homeland Security, have stated they want you to have an ID card to get a job. But illegal aliens, by the way, are exempt from that. Under the stimulus package and other things you've noticed. So they're exempt, but citizens have to. And they have said that they want this total control grid over what we do in our everyday lives all across our society. And so by doing this, they're confirming where you live and what you're doing and that you do live there. Okay, they're finding out if people move. They're finding out if people are renting a house that aren't supposed to be. They're finding out about the underground economy. And expanding on that, remember that headline, in fact, Google this, guys, scoff laws, get caught ordering pizzas, or for scoff ordering pizzas, scoff laws get caught. scofflaw somebody that ignores like parking tickets and small things. But when you read the article, it says the big three pizza companies, deliveries, they know when a felon or somebody who the law wants to know where they're at, that your order, when it's entered in the computer, goes through the federal government first, and that the three companies get 25% of the money from any fines or fees or arrest just from ordering a pizza, to give you an idea how they are tracking you for folks that aren't aware of this. And I'm just giving you a few little pieces of how massive this is. Now, with the big surveillance blimps they put at 90 to 110,000 feet in the atmosphere that they've now announced, they have ground-penetrating radar, face scanners, infrared scanners. They use ground face-scanning cameras off your digital photo to identify, yeah, that's Alex Jones walking down the street. The blimp then zooms in and through integrated systems, this is all declassified now, and says, okay, we're going to get the live read right now of his thermal image. They'll have to send a team out with a scope. Okay, that's Alex Jones. Let's get his thermal image to get the reading. They've already got my face print for my digital photo when I went and got my driver's license and my fingerprint. Okay, and then companies that thumbprint and face print you to go to the tanning salon or get your school library books or to go to the gym, those are all sold to databases, just like the big pizza places. It's big money. See, the private corporations lobby for this and work with the police state. Yeah, the hidden dangers of pizza. And it says the extra cheese and pepperoni could give you away to officials. In Missouri, said they may track scofflaws by monitoring pizza delivery list. David Copeland of the state courts administration said pizza databases could be used as an untapped resource. Yeah, that's not out of USA Today. That's another one about them doing it. They're already doing it. That's an article saying they might. The USA Today admitted they were doing it. But anyways, to finish up here, but good job finding that, guys. To finish up, so when we get up here and we talk about they could send a SWAT team to your door with this. This is to track and control you. This is to track and trace you. This is all admitted. You walk out front of your house, they know where the GPS reading is, they've got the blimp ready, and it just takes a scan in a few seconds of your heat residence, and now it knows where you're at. They have these over Iraq. That's the secret weapon. He said, well, it's not really secret, but I won't write about it in my book. Everybody said, oh, what's Bob Woodward talking about? It's this. It's this technology. MIT Magazine admits it. So they love to brag about what they've got. So that's what all of this is about. Do you own guns? What are you doing? Are you an Obama supporter? They're using this GPS reading. And I remember talking to people a decade ago in very rural areas in the last census. This began in 1999. People in rural areas, we went out and interviewed them in Johnson City and other areas in the Hill Country. There'd be a log cabin somebody built out on 20 acres they had that nobody even knew about that was for camping. And they'd have notices on their door, and then they'd be able, and they'd catch people there with the satellite images of the house saying, okay, who lives here? They are tracking everything. They want to militarily dominate. That's what the global positioning system is with the Pentagon satellites. It was designed so they could shoot a cruise missile through your window or down your chimney. This is a control grid, and people are denying that they're even using this for the census right now. They're even emailing me and saying we're making it up that census workers are at people's doors. Let me read to you from NPR, and then we're going to our guest in Mexico City, and the census worker faces dogs, guns to verify addresses, Pahrump Valley News. It's still a year before the 2010 census, but already 60 census workers have fanned out across southern Nye County, that's in the middle of the desert, Nevada, in an attempt to verify addresses. But in a sneak preview of some of the thorny situations census takers could face in Pahrump, the address verification led to a few surprised property owners, including an incident where a gun was pulled. She was in their backyard and talks about that. It goes on, they're just driving up, checking the addresses outside, making sure the correct address. And it goes on to say, I don't want to read the whole article. Our guest is talking, waiting. But it says in here that they're using GPS to track them. So I'll read that after we get a report from Mexico City. I guess he contacted us, or my producer pointed it out. I'm not sure, but I'd already seen his video. And up there, it's a George IV title. And the only news he really reported from YouTube in Mexico City was that they were locking it down where food and water couldn't get in. People were demonstrating, so riot cops were going off to deal with that. So reporting from Mexico City, with what's happening, the YouTube channel, George for Title. George, what's going on there in Mexico City?
Hey, Alex, pleasure to be on the show. Right now I'm on the streets of Mexico City, and just what I'm seeing is a lot of people with masks on. And the funny thing you're really seeing a lot down here is people are wearing the masks, but they're either wearing them incorrectly, like over their necks or over their heads, and their nose are still exposed. And if you actually look at the masks that the governments give out here, they don't protect you at all. I got a video of it. They're just really thin material that wouldn't protect you from anything.
It's a visual archetype of hysteria. It's all part of the play acting. Like when cops wear black uniforms, they act more aggressively. Or when Elmer Fudd puts on a hunting cap, he starts acting like a hunter. Or when a woman puts on, you know, lingerie, she on average becomes more sexually aroused. This is all psychology. Explain to folks what you've seen. I mean, a lot of folks have seen the video of the masked paramilitary police marching off. To me, that's the story, is that it's the non-story, and they're using this as a way to crack down on the population with the military. That's what a lot of Mexicans calling us from Mexico City have said.
What I've seen here is a lot of military vehicles in the streets. We've even seen a patrol actually loading up, and the weird thing about it is they were loading up, it looked like, with their own personal gear. I mean, they had colored backpacks, and it was just really weird. I got a lot of information on my YouTube channel that they said, hey, this is a weird type of operation. They have riot gear, but they don't even have any weapons, and it looks like they have their own personal clothing and their own personal tents that they're taking with them. So that was really strange, and we got really close to that vehicle that was loading up for that operation. We had one gentleman, one of the soldiers that was actually approaching us. My taxi cab driver that I'm using is really, really smart guy. He took off right away, and we were able to be, okay.
Absolutely. I've been shaken down more than once by Mexican police and troops in Mexico. Very corrupt. So, I mean, just an overall view, are people still panicked? Are the streets still somewhat empty compared to what usually that mega city is, the biggest city in the world?
When I first got here Friday, it was literally a ghost town. I had a hotel in downtown Mexico City, and I could swear to you, I was like one of three people that were staying in this hotel. That's the biggest story I'm getting down here. It's hard to imagine 20 to 25 million people on almost total lockdown. You can't get into a restaurant. I mean, they got special rules. If you can only get takeout. The taxi cab drivers have to wear gloves. They have to wear a mask. I mean, there's all these regulations. And what I'm getting from this whole experience is just the sheer authoritarianism that the people are willing to accept down here. It just totally blows my mind. It's just incredible. I mean, literally, people are starting to come out because they're just getting tired of staying indoors. But many businesses are closed down. I would say like 80% of the businesses are closed down. I mean, people are hurting. They're losing money. If you own a small business, you're not allowed to open until May 5th. There's so many restrictions. They fine you thousands and thousands of pesos if you try to engage in business here because of this.
Well, Mexico applied. Yeah, Mexico applied to go under IMF Global Currency, SDRs, Reuters and AP reported, and they're the first major nation to do this. And so, in a way, it's like a bank holiday is going on. We know this is a beta test for as revolution brews to a paramount point. They know how to kill it, kill these flashpoints of revolution with a fake flu drill. And I believe, and so does Dr. Jerome Corsi, many other experts have studied this, that that's why they came out and said, end of the world. People had to take this serious. The people getting scared in the theater when somebody yells fire, they're not the bad people. It's the guy that yelled fire. And the government came out and fear-mongered and did this. So I understand why folks got concerned. I got concerned. Many others did. But my instinct from the day one was, this may be real, but I think it's a hoax. We had a lot of different perspectives here on air, but I always said, I believe it's a hoax to practice martial law as a smokescreen for a takeover. And the Mexicans calling from Mexico City and others, they all concurred and said that's what they were saying before they even heard me on the show saying it. So a lot of people are saying that. The Mexicans you're talking to, though, they are saying, you're confirming, that they think this is all just a cover for police state?
I've probably personally interviewed or talked to about 30 to 40 Mexican citizens. And they are, I would say, the majority of them, 70% of them, know that this is basically fake. I don't know how to say it in any other words, but they know something's going on. And the 30% that do think something's going on and they're wearing their mask, a lot of it is, it's kind of like a trend. I mean, they're drawing designs on their masks. It's kind of like, they just go along. But
yeah, these are the 30%. These are the 30% in Mexico, the U.S., Germany. It doesn't matter. marketers have documented, 30% will buy any bull, any fad, their total followers. And then another 30% are kind of in between, and 30% are very hard to fool. You know, this show is all about the 30% that aren't fooled, waking up the other 30% that have some chance of waking up and not being idiots. That other 30%, they'd march into death camps. You know, they'd run down into pits and be shot in the back of the head. Just like we saw in Nazi Germany, they will do what they're told. And we need to break through that mindset. But, you know, it's hard to not get into that mindset when the UN's saying this is the greatest threat to humanity ever. Millions, you know, are probably going to die. It's the end of the planet. And then it turns out it's all a complete dirty hoax. But I believe a beta test for something bigger and perhaps more real in the future. These are eugenicists we're talking about.
Well, let me tell you something, Alex. When I headed into Mexico, I crossed the Tijuana border. You're really scared. You're worried that you're going to catch the virus just from all the media propaganda that you're being fed. But as I went into Mexico City and I'm walking around, you know, it just hits you. It hit me one night, 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, you know what? This is total lies. This is total fakes. You know what I did on one of my videos? I actually videotaped me going inside of an emergency room.
Stop there. I want to hear about this final segment. Stay with us.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to tell you about one final sponsor, then we're going to go back to our guest and close out this report. If he's still in Mexico City, we get another report from him tomorrow. George Ford Titles, name of his YouTube channel. Let me guess, you work in title work with real estate or something. We'll find out in a minute. But I've seen his videos before, really good stuff. I want to tell you about Ecolo Blue, ecoloblue.com. Atmospheric water generator for the home, pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 28 liters of water in 24 hours. Generated water is passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis carbon. Simple to use, no chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH, your own source of clean water. And it grabs it out of the air, and then it goes through 7 different filtration systems. Great folks, great products. It is 1-800-691-6043, 1-800-691-6043, or ecoloblue.com, ecoloblue.com. Also, I've done the whole show today. I don't think I've plugged the Obama deception and Truth Rising and Terror Storm and Endgame. These aren't just great films on high-quality DVD. It's how we support our operation here. And there's so much we need to do. We need the financial support to continue what we're doing. So please visit the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We also have 11 or is it 12 new T-shirts, you know, big Don't Tread on Me T-shirts and Come and Take It T-shirts and 1776 T-shirts and Minutemen T-shirts. So the spirit is... And we just lost our guest from Mexico. Well, that's fine. We can get him back on tomorrow because I know lines are bad down there. But regardless, it just confirms what we already knew going on down there. Maybe you can try to call him back. We have 3 minutes left. So we get that final comment from him about going into the emergency room. Or folks, you can just go to the channel and check it out. We've linked to some of those videos up on Infowars.com. Promote those films. I actually got an email from someone saying, how dare you link to, I thought it was a favor to some people to watch the video, but it was to George, but obviously not to somebody else. A lot of craziness going on out there, folks. But the larger issue here is that our YouTube channel, when I say our YouTube, Dave, a fan made it, but people thought it was the Alex Jones channel, and that became a controversy. It wasn't an Alex Jones channel, so I said, okay, I'll get involved with it and promote it. And so we've been involved a little bit more with it, posting a few links and things. And we posted a few videos up there, some of the Obama deception videos, like the director, Alex Jones, reaches out to Obama supporters and things like that. And it was getting about 1 million views a week on average, conservatively. I mean, really a powerful channel, really waking people up. Just that channel alone, I would say, was probably about 5% out of 100 of who we reach. And it's now been shut down. For no reason. I'm asking folks to please promote the show, PrisonPlanet.tv, and other videos that we do, because this is a blow against truth and freedom. But we will never give up. We will never give in. And this only makes us stronger. There is a purge going on of all Patriot videos right now. So people need to be focused on that and expose it and fight back and ask, why is this information censored? George, we'll have you back up tomorrow. But the last minute of the show, you said you went into this emergency room in Mexico City. Go ahead.
Yeah, just being around here, Alex, and seeing what's going on, it just hits you like a brick wall. It's like total authoritarianism, total lies. And I said, you know what, instead of doing reports outside of these hospitals, I'm going to prove a point. So I took off my mask, and I went inside of these emergency rooms, and I talked to the people. I even saw a doctor and asked her about the influenza, as they call it, or the pánico, as they call it. You know, and you know what? I just was trying to make a point, and the point is, it's all lies. It's all a big mind control situation here.
Listen, we'll get a report. Listen, we'll get a report from you tomorrow, George. I appreciate you doing. You got a lot of courage. God bless you. Retransmission starts now. Absolutely jam packed on the internet. Restreams Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.